Hello, Mr. James. Thank you for making it this evening. Will Mrs. James be joining us? No. Well, she sure is a busy woman, huh? I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong? I didn't mean to criticize your wife. I'm sure she has a perfectly good reason to miss a parent-teacher conference, and work has to take priority sometimes. Oh, she doesn't work. She's just out. Oh, she goes out often. Well, I didn't mean to pry. It's not really any of my business. Well, yes, of course you can be honest with me. I don't judge. You and the kids hardly see her. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, Mr. James. Oh, Michael. Oh, okay. Michael it is. And you can call me Melissa. Miss Frank is for the students. Mr. James, I mean, Michael. I hope I'm not being intrusive again, but maybe we should talk a little bit about you first, and we can talk about your son later. Well, I can just sense that you might need to relax and unload a bit tonight. And in my experience, happy parents make happy students. So I'm going to close the door for a little more privacy, and we can sit right here on the reading couch. How's that? I have to say, Michael, that I'm very surprised to hear Mrs. James isn't around much. She's not an active mom at the school, either. I wonder what keeps her busy. It's just, I know that if I had a husband as handsome and classy as you, I'd want to be around you all the time. Aw, you don't have to be obligated to return the compliment, Michael. Oh, wow. Really? Well, I'm flattered that you feel that way. I'm not particularly dressed to impress tonight in my basic floral teacher dress. Oh, I made an impression on you. Well, that's even sweeter to hear. You really made my night. Not yet. Well, for what it's worth, you made an impression on me too with what you're wearing, especially with what I can see pressed up against your zipper. It's better up close. Oh, I do like it when you whisper in my ear like that and nibble on it. Oh, fuck. What? No, of course I don't use that word around my students. I'm sorry, Michael. You're teasing me, aren't you? Oh, you like it when I'm a naughty teacher. Really? Well then, let's see just exactly how much you like it. Oh, fuck. That's a damn impressive cock. You really do like my naughty mouth, don't you? Oh, and you're nice and hard for me already. I'm guessing that you won't mind then if I wrap my fingers around it, would you? It might help you to relax, and that is what I said we'd be doing here on the couch, helping you relax. Oh, it feels even bigger in my hands than it looks, and it's still growing. Fuck, Michael. Between your cock and the way you're kissing my neck, this is hands down the best parent-teacher conference I've ever had. Ugh. Yours too, huh? there's something that could make it even better. Oh, really? What's that? Oh, I love a man who takes charge and just puts his hand behind my head like that. Oh, you want me to feed on that thick, long daddy cock of yours, don't you? Well, you'll just have to be patient, because I want a little sample first with my tongue. Just as I suspected. You taste delicious, and that's only the head of your cock. You want to see just how naughty this teacher can get? Well, maybe this will give you an idea. Oh, God. Yes, that's right, Michael. Push my head down on your cock. Oh, God, yeah. Thrust your hips and fuck my hungry mouth. I love having my hair yanked like that. Oh, you want me to take it all? Oh, it's so fucking big though. Oh, fuck. Yes, I'll try, but you might have to help by pushing my head down. It's too much. Well, yes, of course I push my students to try harder, but this is different. Oh, God. Oh, you know I can do it. Oh, you're going to make me deep throat it all, aren't you? Oh, you're a naughty man, but oh, I love it. Oh, fuck, Michael, that was good. Oh, do it again, please. Oh, yes, I did like that. Are these thank you kisses then? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, bite my lip like that. Oh, you sure do know how to drive me crazy. Fuck, I need your cock back in my mouth. Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? I can fucking feel it. Yes, yes, give this naughty teacher every drop of cum. Tastes amazing. Oh, God, I wish there was more of it. Of course I'm serious, but you must hear that all the time. Really? Well, Mrs. James doesn't know what the fuck she's missing. Oh, well. Her loss is my gain. Oh. Oh, it's so good. What's that? You think we should schedule another parent-teacher interview? Because we didn't get to talk about your son? We can still do that if we... Oh, because you're not done with me yet. Really? You're in the market for a new fuck toy, and you think you know the perfect naughty teacher for the job. I wonder who that could be. It'd have to be someone who's very good at handling that big cock of yours. Oh, yes, I definitely want the job, Michael. Oh, fuck, am I glad that I scheduled your parent-teacher interview for the last of the night. Because that means I can still show you just how much more naughty I can get. Oh, fuck yes. So much more naughty.